96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. 'Cause I love it. Welcome back to the Daily Drum. Your smile is one of the first things that someone may notice about you when they meet you. But if your teeth are not smile worthy, you may have bigger problems. Well, tonight on this Medical Monday, we're talking about dental hygiene and the many other health issues behind your smile. My guests are Dr. Cheryl Terrell. She's a dentist and owner of Lake Arbor Dental in Mitchellville. And also Sylvia. She is a patient. She's here. Sylvia's had a little work done. We're going to talk about that as well. Lines are open. If you have a question or a comment about dental health, dental hygiene, and all of the other things concerning how your teeth look and feel, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or you can follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or HFisherWHUR. Dr. Terrell, Sylvia, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
That's my pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, let's get the main thing out of the way. Dentistry now is not as scary as it used to be. Isn't that right?
Absolutely not. It's not as scary. As
exactly. So help me with that, because so many people are afraid to go to the dentist. So calm those fears and tell them why it's so much easier now to go.
Well, there are lots of new technologies that we have. We have sedatives, we have music, TV, you can play all of that. We have equipment that's innovative and makes us move faster and more efficiently. And so there are lots of new things out that help us, you know, decrease the pain that used to be caused. So.
And I would imagine also the phobia, because even with all of those things being available, the reality is that, you know, sometimes when you have someone who is, you know, doing, you know, medical work on your mouth, sometimes it can be uncomfortable.
It can, but it's much less uncomfortable now than it was some time ago. Mm-hmm. And until people come in and give it a chance, then they can see all the new things we have out. And, you know, I have lots of patients that come in and they're scared. And by the second visit, they're fine. You know, they may come in on the first visit and need a sedative. And by the second visit, they can do it without. So there are things that we have in the office that can calm people.
What is the thing that you want people to know about taking care of their teeth? Some basic dental hygiene 101. What do you tell your patients?
So the biggest thing is, you know, as a general practice dentist, it's my job to educate people on the correlation between good oral health and good general health.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, if you have things going on in your mouth, chronic infections, and your gums are bleeding, that affects the rest of your body. And sometimes people take their mouth and they kind of disassociate their mouth with the rest of their body. And so my job, which, you know, gets a little bit difficult sometimes to get people to understand that these two things correlate. So if your gums are bleeding, you should think, if I took a shower and my body bleeds, that would make me alarm. That would alarm me.
Mm-hmm.
So if your gums are bleeding just while you brush, there is a problem.
What causes gums to bleed while you're just brushing?
Some bacteria that's accumulating in your underneath your gums usually. mm-hmm. is what causes the bleeding. Yes.
So how does someone address that? Because earlier this year, there was a report out. I just thought it was just kind of crazy and suggesting that, you know, flossing just was not as important as dental professionals have led us to believe for decades. I thought it was crazy, and I didn't hear much else about that. Talk to me about the importance of flossing, because it's really hard to get people to do that sometimes.
Yeah, I think the person that put that report out was not a dentist.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
not.
There you go.
Because flossing is an integral part of good oral health. So there's plaque accumulation between your teeth, and the only way you can remove that is with a floss. And that's just it. It's very simple.
How should you floss? What's the technique?
So there are two types. You can use a manual floss and use your two fingers, mm-hmm. wrap the floss around your teeth and wipe the tooth off with the floss between the teeth. Or you can use a handheld kind of stick. You see those in the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take that and wipe the plaque off from between the teeth.
Does it matter, waxed or unwaxed?
Doesn't matter.
Tape or no tape?
No, just remove the plaque.
Okay,
no.
So just get the cheapest stuff and just make sure it works. Sylvia, you've had some work done. You do have a lovely smile, by the way.
Thank you.
What did you have done?
Well, you know, I have to say I haven't had extensive work done, but I've had aesthetic enhancements like teeth whitening, mm-hmm. because I am a avid coffee drinker and tea drinker.
Yeah, me too, yeah.
And I just believe in having a really bright smile. I have been told, you know, grew up being told, because I'm a child of the 60s, and I grew up being told that, you know, your smile says a lot about you. And so I was always very nervous about my teeth turning yellow. And I just remember, you know, kind of fixating on that. And it's been really nice to experience the new technology. Going back to your original question, you know, why is how is the practice of dentistry better now and different now for a patient, from a patient's perspective and point of view? And, you know, I've experienced that going to Lake Arbor Dental. I've experienced not only the most, I think, you know, advanced technologies, but advanced environment. And so I am not afraid now to go in and, you know, address the certain issues that I'd like to address, like teeth whitening. Another thing that I had done was I had, as you get older, your gums start to move around, things start to shift a little bit. And I had bonding done near my gum line because there was a nerve that I think was being exposed or something. Is that right, Dr. Terrell? Something like that?
Something like that. Something like that.
Well, let's not say something like that.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, she had a little recession.
Okay.
Just some recession, and we had to put bonding there. And, you know, the technologies now, we can make the bonding look exactly like our teeth so that nobody knows that their bonding is there. So, I mean, that's available to her. But when she came in, she was a little bit nervous, and she's one of those patients that now comes in happily and sits and lets, you know, whatever has to be done.
Well, can I just expand and tell you why I am one of those patients now that's happy coming in? I think, you know, for me, just a little bit about me really quickly, I went to the same dentist for 15 years, Dr. Wesley Gordon, and he passed away. And when he did, I was extremely nervous because it had taken me a very long time to forge a relationship with Dr. Gordon. And I was very anxious for 2 years, kind of wondering, well, who am I going to let go in my mouth? And how am I going to overcome the obstacle of ingratiating myself with a new office and getting comfortable with people in a new office? And luckily for me, I stumbled across Lake Arbor. And I have to tell you, what they have done in terms of making the environment comfortable,
mm-hmm.
is the first step. You walk in and you feel like it's more of a spa appointment as opposed to the old aesthetic, you know, or hospital feel of a dental office with things that probe at you. You feel very relaxed with, you know, your own choice of music or, you know, TV if that's what you want. And you have smiling faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a doctor, especially one that's going to be so up close and personal in your mouth, with a calm demeanor as Dr. Terrell has always been, that was 80% of the work for me to get me comfortable in that vein. And from there, you know, with all of the technological progression that they have in that particular office and the investment that they've clearly put into their office tells me a lot about how they feel and how they want their patients to feel.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about dental hygiene and dental health. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Let's go to Durand calling from Upper Marlboro. Durand, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Durand, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. Let's go to Renee calling from Waldorf. Renee, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to know, is the doctor accepting new patients and what kind of payment plan, if any, does she offer for extensive dental work because I need it?
Yes, we're always accepting new patients. So there are several ways that we can do it. And, you know, it's individualized, of course. But we have some third-party financing. We can do, you know, 12 to 18 months interest-free on that if the, you know, if you need extensive dental work. But we individualize it, and we are accepting new patients, yes.
Renee, do you have dental insurance?
No, sir, I don't.
I see. Okay. Because I would imagine that you would have, you know, a lot of patients who are somewhat reticent to come in if they don't have a dental insurance, dental maintenance insurance, or anything of the sort. Because suffice it to say, dental work is not cheap.
Very expensive. Yeah. What we will do, Renee, is we have a new patient special. It's $129. And you come in and you get to know us. And I can tell you everything that you need to have done and give you a roadmap on how we can get you to good health.
Do you have a website for those who are interested in connecting with your office?
Yes, it's Lake Arbor Dental Associates MD.com.
Lake Arbor Dental Associates MD.com. Well, thank you so much, Renee, for giving us a call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about dental hygiene and dental health. My guests are Dr. Cheryl Terrell. She is a dentist and owner at Lake Arbor Dental in Mitchellville. And Sylvia, she is also one of her patients. Let's talk to Candy. Candy calling from Rockville. Thanks for calling, Candy. What's on your mind?
I want to know, what can you recommend for extremely sensitive teeth? And when I say sensitive, sensitive to hot, sensitive to cold, sensitive to toothpaste.
Candy, I would recommend you see your dentist because
I do see my dentist.
Oh.
I've been seeing my dentist regularly now. I'm like Sylvia. I hated the dentist. I'm very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I need something so I can drink a bottle of water without a straw.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, that could be caused by so many things. I would say if you come into the office, and I'll take a look and tell you what's going on and see if I can help you.
But talk to me about, because there's a difference between hot sensitivity and cold sensitivity.
Definitely.
What's the difference? What causes that?
Well, sensitivity is caused by some kind of assault to the nerve of the tooth. Right? So cold sensitivity usually is not as severe as hot sensitivity. Hot sensitivity a lot of times indicates to us that the nerve is very sick. But in her case, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you're feeling all of that, Candy, is that correct?
Cold, like I said, toothpaste hurts.
Yeah, you should
I use kids' toothpaste. It doesn't hurt as bad. But, you know, Sensodyne and all the toothpaste for sensitive teeth does not seem to do the job.
Okay. All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for your phone call. We appreciate that. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before I go to a break, she mentioned something that I think a lot of people are curious about because I first asked about dental floss. Well, what about toothpaste? There are so many toothpastes. There are gels. There are pastes. There's baking soda. There's gel with little squares in it. And then there's gel with no squares in it. And then there's Sensodyne. And Do you recommend any specific kind of toothpaste? Does it matter?
So most toothpaste are the same. If you look at the active ingredient, it's the same. It's mm-hmm. It's supposed to lather so you can use the brush to remove the plaque. Sensodyne, however, is a little bit different. It has an ingredient that actually coats the tooth mm-hmm. on the sensitive areas. And so Sensodyne is a little bit different than that normal toothpaste.
Okay.
But most other toothpaste on the market are exactly the same.
That is good.
As long
to
as
know.
It has fluoride, mm-hmm. it's fine.
I want to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to continue this conversation. We're talking about dental health, dental hygiene, and its impact on your overall health. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. If you're on the phone, do not hang up. We will take your phone call. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Your smile.